Welcome, 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 everyone, to Working Title here on CGLO 1690 AM. You're here with Danny Gold, your host as always, and Cleo Doherty, my lovely co-host. What's going on? How are you doing, Cleo?
Not much. Enjoying my AC in this disgusting heat.
Oh my God. Yeah, please. I know.
Really hope it rains soon. But yeah, good. I'm really excited about the topic today and continuing the pink theme from last week. Not last week, I guess, because we missed.
Yeah, we did. I was in California, everybody. Oh, right. And the day I arrived back, I realized we did not record for that week. So I apologize for any fans who are waiting with bated breath of where their favorite show was for that week. And absolutely. And Allison, if you're listening to this, I don't know if you even noticed, but I'm so sorry. But you're leaving anyway, so I think it'll be okay. We have to welcome Lou in with our usual shtick.
Okay. Yeah. Terrible timing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm sure there were fans like outside of Loyola campus with protesting. Signs, you know,
yeah.
Like, where is Working
we
Title?
We demand our Working Title.
We care so much.
Exactly.
Oh my God. Yeah, but I'm excited. It's cool. It's about Anish Kapoor. Do you know who that is?
Anish Kapoor?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, because I thought you were going to, when you told me it was about Pink last
this is what time. You thought it was?
Yeah, I thought you were going to tell me this story.
Oh my God, I love it. Okay, cool. Yeah.
So it's about a pigment called Vanta Black. And then in response to Vanta Black, a pigment called the pinkest pink or pink.
Vanta Black. And like a pigment as in like a paint or as in like a pigment in genetics?
Yeah, like a paint.
Pigment
that you use to make a paint.
Yeah, basically. To make a paint. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, so first I'll explain a little bit about each of the parties involved. And I think at the end of everything, this is just the pettiest thing in the world. It's just pure pettiness.
Yeah.
But
the epitome of pettiness.
Yeah, it's very funny. Anish Kapoor became known in the 80s for his geometric or biomorphic sculptures using simple materials like granite, limestone, marble, pigment, and plaster. Mm-hmm. And he is most famous for sculpting the Chicago Bean.
That's why I know his name.
Yeah, which he hates it being called the Bean.
Yeah, because it's actually called something else.
Yeah, it's called Cloud Gate is the name of it.
But I love it. That's so funny. And his face is right next to the Bean on Google when you look it up.
it's like Tom York hating Creep. Like he just hates it.
I love it. That's so funny.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's easily his most famous installation. It's really funny. There's actually like numerous Facebook events or groups created in protest of his behavior and in protest of him hating the bean.
Chicago Bean. Yeah, the Bean.
Yeah, like paint the bean pinkest pink to annoy Anish Kapoor.
Yeah.
Cover the bean and paint thinner so we can like put Windex on it. Like just the most random stuff.
Yeah.
But people really just loved to hate this guy for a while. So a bit about his art. Like he's an incredible artist. You know, he became famous for a reason. And in September of 2009, he was the first living artist to have a solo exhibition at the Royal Academy of Arts. The show included non-object mirror works, cement sculptures, and shooting into the corner, which is a cannon that fires pellets of wax into the corner of the gallery.
Wow.
Yeah. So he has a lot of interest in self-made object as well as the wax that kind of like builds up on the floor and the walls of the gallery.
Yeah,
and
it
sort of like oozes out of its form. It's this cool thing. Cool. In 2011, he exhibited Dirty Corner at the Fabbrica del Vapore, I don't know how to pronounce it, in Milan.
Okay.
And it basically, there's like a cathedral space and the work consisted of a huge steel volume 60 meters long and 8 meters high that you entered, and then you sort of gradually lose perception of space as it gets progressively darker and darker until there is no light, forcing people to use their other senses to guide them through the steel space.
And it's like a tunnel, I'm picturing, that just gets like smaller and smaller almost?
Sort of the entrance, yeah, it's like a tunnel. It's goblet shaped at the entrance. And the like interior and exterior surface is circular, making minimal contact with the ground. So the over the course of the exhibition, the work was progressively covered by some 160 cubic meters of earth by a large mechanical device forming a sharp mountain of dirt, which the tunnel appears to be like running through.
So okay,
very cool.
It's like underground. That's awesome.
Yeah, very cool, like installation type art pieces.
Cool.
And yeah, a lot of like kind of, I read that a lot of his pieces, or his style in general has been speculated. Like some of the things have been confused, or it walks the line of if it's art or architecture, and it's like, what, how do you?
Yeah, because exactly. Like, I always thought the bean was made by like some architect, right?
Yeah.
Like, I never thought of it. Like, yeah, it's like an art installation, but I never thought of it as like, you know, an art installation, I feel like, in the traditional sense. Like, it was like made by the city design, like they hired somebody to design it.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm assuming that's what happened, but except it was this guy. Like, that's really cool. I'm actually really excited to learn more. Because it's funny, you said his name, and I'd heard his name before, but now I know why. It was definitely in relation to the bean, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But cool. So that's exciting. But before we go too far into it, I think we got some songs queued up, eh?
Yes, we have two new CanCon songs right off the bat.
Cool.
The first one is Losing Time by Fleece, and they just released their new album. It's called Stunning and Atrocious, and there is great name, a really funny music video for this also, if you feel like looking it up.
Awesome. Definitely will.
And the second one is The Pink Room by Timber Tambor, awesome. Also off of one of their newest albums.
Cool. Awesome. I'm very excited. So yeah, so we're gonna hit you with Losing Time by Fleece and The Pink Room by Timber Tambor. So don't touch that dial. Stay right here on Working Title here on CGLO 1690 AM.
In a dream. Over and over. feel it's over, and I can feel it's over. If I don't go now, I'll be there soon, in the Rosen tomb, in the witch's room. And I'll go there now, I'll go there alone, to the pink room, to the pink room. Oh, I go there now, and I'm going there alone. That place for the very last time, thinking this will be the last time, but I go back again, and I'm going there now, and I'm going there alone, to the pink room, to the pink room. And I'm going there now, and I'm going there. The door behind me closed. I blew out the smoke and it rose in the pink wall snow. I had the feeling of the ceiling in my toes. And then I didn't know till it was time to go. And I go there now, and I'm going there alone, to the pink room, 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 to the pink room. And I go there now, I'm going there alone, to the pink room.
Welcome back. That was Just Losing Time by Fleece in the Pink Room by Timber Tambor. Cleo, where were we with Anish Kapoor?
Right, so we just got done talking about his crazy cathedral tunnel installation. Mm-hmm. And yeah, just sort of that's his style, is like these big architectural installation pieces and kind of like not, you know, paintings in the gallery, very different type of art. And yes, he's famous for Cloud Gate or The Bean, which is a 110-ton stainless steel sculpture with a mirror finish. that is in Millennium Park in Chicago. And basically you are able to walk underneath the sculpture and look up into it.
Yeah.
A navel, basically, is what it's, or an omphalos. But it gives a very particular effect when you're underneath it. I've never seen it in person. I don't know if you have, because you're American.
Like, I've never been to the Bean. I've only ever seen people like go to the Bean. But yeah, like the Bean, it has, you know, it's like a bean, like there, but except the bending side is like up.
Yeah.
So it's like there's like a gap underneath the middle, but I've never been under the Bean. No.
Yeah. Never experienced it. Yeah. And apparently he sued the NRA because it was in the background of a video that they had, you know, promoting their beliefs or whatever. And he was not about that. But yeah, so we have our second member of this feud, who is Stuart Buchanan Semple. And he is a multidisciplinary British artist, and he does painting, sculpture, what are referred to as happenings, technology, and activism. So he's very known for sociologically engaged works, often, you know, discussing like youth politics, accessibility, democracy. He became pretty revolutionary. I don't know exactly how famous he is in the art world, but for sort of using the internet at the beginnings of his stardom as an artist. In 1999, he became one of the first artists to use the internet and the potential of digital, and he created like digital art, and he created an online community on eBay that sort of followed the drawings he posted up each night.
That's cool.
And so that put him in the Guardian's 10 best art auctions, alongside Damien Hirst and Edvard Munch. So he shot pretty high up very quickly.
Very clever.
Yeah, exactly. And he's had a lot of sort of technology-based exhibits or art pieces over the years. He was the first visual artist to release a body of work on iTunes called Exit. That was commissioned to be a fully digital experience. And so he sort of wanted to make it on iTunes so that it would be directly accessed and affordable in every household, which built on his sort of exploration of the internet and accessibility. A lot of his stuff is still available to like view and look at. In 2013, he had something called the Suspended Disbelief Exhibition. Cool. And he wanted the public to question their relationship with reality and the way we all, in a multitude of ways, suspend disbelief in order to survive. So in order to be, you know, fully entertained by a movie or a magic trick, whatever, you need
to suspend our disbelief.
Yeah, you have to pause your disbelief. Yeah. And then he says that in order to live at all, we need to suspend our disbelief in the fact that we are dying.
No, I mean, it's morbid and it may be out of line, but he's right.
Absolutely. You just got to keep going, actually. Like, it's not happening. You're like, it's fine. We're living. Everything's fine.
Yeah, literally. Oh my God. Well, that, I mean, I'm excited to hear about this guy too. And they're both British, right? Like, Anish Kapoor, I think, is British Indian, right?
I believe.
Perfect. Cool.
Yeah. So they're both like well-established artists at the time of the controversy yet to ensue. Cool.
Well, I think I'm going to hit everyone with a little ad break before we go any further. So don't touch that dial. You guys are still listening to CGLO 1690 AM. We're going to hit you with a little 2-minute ad break, and then we're going to come back with two songs, Helpless by Buffy St. Marie and Baby, I'm in the Mood for You by Odetta.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, cool. I've never heard of either of those two, but I'm excited. That's awesome. All right, everyone. Well, so we're going to hit you with that. So don't touch that dial. You're sitting here on Working Title.